Blog Talk Radio. America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
There's no place like home.
Getting home safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and we're broadcasting from beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. I hope the show finds you in good spirit and deeply reconnecting to the original worth and value of the soul. As you know by now, 24/7, you can listen to all the beautiful archived programs that we do with incredible individuals from around the globe. If you download the Pause for Peace app, or go to Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, AHA Radio, or even to Blog Talk Radio, as well as the Meditation Museum. We have been traveling as souls in our bodies, and we go through a variety of changes and a variety of experiences that contribute to our change. And so I think it's safe to say that there's transformation always on the horizon for all of us. Some of us are in tune to it, and some of us wonder what in the world is going on with us. But if we are able to really pay attention instead of walk with the tension of not knowing who we are, I believe we will embrace transformation in a much more easier and lighthearted way. Why don't we take a moment and pause as we go into just our little time to meditate here on the air and find a space that we can reconnect to all that is good and wise and pure and right. So from my Off to Work CD, why don't we breathe in deeply? And let it all go out of the consciousness, out of the thoughts, out of the body, into a space of absolute freedom, love, and lightness. So breathe in deeply and relax. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. this meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time,
thank you.
Everyone, to the America Meditating Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed that meditation from the Off to Work CD entitled Letting Go and Lone Space by Bliss on her You CD, which I'm sure you can get at Amazon or any online distribution outlet. We are very happy to welcome Charmaine Hammond, who is an international transformational speaker, radio host, and best-selling award-winning author of 5 books. Charmaine is the president of Hammond International, Inc. and Hammond Global, Inc. She's also the author of several business books, including Bounce Forward, Building Inspired Resilient Teams. Charmaine is co-author of GPS Your Best Life, Charting Your Destination and Getting There. And she's also featured in and authored in Roadmap to Success with Dr. Ken Blanchard and our dear friend Dr. Deepak Chopra. She is also featured in 5 other books, has authored a children's series of books, and has been published in numerous publications. Charmaine is a founding board member of the Evolutionary Business Council and is a regularly sought-after guest and expert in media, including Breakfast Television, CTV, Shawn TV, and much more. Today, we're very happy to welcome Charmaine to the America Meditating Radio Show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're glad that you can find a time to be with us on the air. I know that you have quite an extensive background. It's diverse, no doubt. Imagine, and I'm glad I wasn't in trouble, but if I were, I think I'd like to meet you. But you were once a correctional officer. You've been a corporate mediator and contract negotiation specialist, and here you are moving into transformational leadership. You are into leadership and empowering the lives of others. What made Charmaine move into that direction?
I love that question because it takes us way back in the 80s, actually, when I was a correctional officer. I think the favorite part of my job was teaching skills and helping the inmates learn a different way to cope with life. And I was doing that informally. And then fast forward into my mediation career, I kept getting requests to train people and teach people how to resolve conflict effectively. And so it sort of, that evolved into my speaking practice about 17 years ago. And it's kind of interesting because as a child, as a very young child, I was painfully shy and didn't like to talk to anyone other than my family. And it's so interesting how life takes us on a journey where sometimes what we need to overcome and learn becomes where we put our focus. So here I am many years later, not shy and speaking for a living. And the best part is being able to help people transform their skills into healthier ways of coping.
A lot of times when you're sharing your thoughts of things that you think you already know, that in the midst of sharing it, you're also realizing a lot more new things.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I realize, wow, and there's lots more to even learn yet. That's part of the training and speaking process that I so enjoy, that we have this opportunity to be in front of people sharing our wisdom or a story, that experience that we've been through. And sometimes it opens the door for other areas that we still need to grow and learn in as a professional.
That's very true. And I think that sometimes the greatest form of leadership is an individual who is always open to the learning curve. Now, I know that you've got this incredible business and you can really openly tell us about your businesses and the services that you provide, because it seems to be quite needed at this time.
I agree. We're living in times where things are busy and the pace of life is very quick, and it's really challenging people to be resilient. And when I opened my business almost 18 years ago now, part of what I wanted to focus on even though at the time I was mediating in the realm of conflicts in family and the workplace, I really hoped that people would be able to become resilient and grow through these experiences. And so in our business, I speak and train on the topics of leadership and building healthy, effective teams in the workplace and also resilience. And then we have a whole other brand of our business that actually was inspired by my dog, Toby, probably one of the best teachers I've ever had in my life, who had four legs. And we've been weaving in stories about our dog into the presentations and the work I do with teams. And we found that there's something really special about the animal-human bond and what we can learn from animals and then apply it into our human life.
I agree with that. We have a little dog called Love, and Love has shown everyone that when there is love, you're always unconditional, and definitely you have an ability to bounce back. Now, I know you mentioned a little bit about resilience. What are some strategies that you can share with our listeners that can ignite their spirit of resilience at work, in their personal lives, in a challenging situation?
There's a lot of ways that we can build more resilience in our life. And I think the best ones that I've applied in mine was the ability to ask. I was not good at this. This was so uncomfortable to ask for help or feedback or guidance. And when I discovered being able to ask for help, what I learned was that people are just waiting in line to support others. But if they don't know how to support you or I, they don't actually follow through with it. So learning how to ask is a critical skill of resilience. The other part is just reducing the drama in our life. We have lots going on. And when we can reduce some of that drama and cope with the emotions that are coming up for us, it allows us to be more effective. And I always think about resilience sort of like a light switch, that, you know, we all have this resilient switch, but sometimes the light switch goes off and we have to work hard at being resilient. So the third strategy would be the more that we can do every day, taking time for ourselves, eating healthy, working through conflicts and problems, asking for help, and doing what you love, something every day that you love, your purpose, your passion. It's sort of like we build up deposits in the bank so that when we need that resilience, it's there. The light switch is still on.
The greatest challenge is for individuals to find the power to turn on the switch.
Absolutely. I know I've certainly struggled with that. And part of the strategy, I think, in addition to being able to ask for help, is sometimes going back to the real basics in life. And when we find that power, for me, it was about what are my real core values? And I always think about an exercise that I did in a class years and years ago as a student, and it was a Stephen Covey exercise where we have the rocks, the sand, and the pebbles. And the exercise talked about focusing on the big rocks, that we've got to put these big rocks, the important parts of our life, whether that be family or health or business, whatever it is for each of us, those have to go in the jar first, and then we fill it with the smaller stones, the gravel and the sand. And that really helped me keep focused on what really matters when we're trying to find our power to be resilient, is focusing on the three or four biggest things that are most important in our life and going there first.
Now, sometimes people don't know what it is. I mean, I think a lot of times folks turn to, you know, financial strains, and then they turn to a marriage that is strained, or relationships that is strained, or just it's just not serving you anymore. But sometimes I think there's just so much more than that. There's something at a deeper level within the self that is actually either in conflict or just being missed.
That's a great point that you raise, and I would agree. I think those are the toughest ones to get to, and it really does require, I think, being peaceful with ourselves, going away and reflecting on what is going on. I know for myself, meditation has been really valuable for me when my head gets really busy and I have lots going on up there and I can't figure out even in the moment what's important. That quiet, the stillness. I was just so enjoying the meditation while I was listening before the show. And that is such a valuable practice to just clear all thoughts, because I think it's really hard for us to clear our head to be able to go deep and find out what we need to do.
Yeah, I think that we're just so sometimes stuck in something unpleasant, and we bring it forward in our stories, like just not letting go of the event, and we keep letting that event be very much the core of the way that we maybe interpret situations that are unfolding, or perhaps not unfolding. Like, for example, you survived a near-death sailing accident, and there you're coming from a correctional system, and now you've also been in conflict management, and you've been for 20 years. So you got this nickname called a bounce forward expert. So I'd love for you to share with our listeners, what does it mean to bounce forward, and how did that near-death experience actually offer you new life?
What a beautiful question. I get goosebumps every time I respond to this because it's probably been the sailboat accident was about 17 years ago, and my husband and I were on a small sailboat and capsized, and it was a Hobie catamaran. So not a big deal if you capsize, you can slip the boat back up and get on. What happened for me is I panicked. I'd never been through this, and I literally froze in fear. And the short story of the sailboat accident was basically that I tried to get on the boat and couldn't. And my now husband, Christopher, who wasn't, we weren't married at the time, he tried to push me on the boat, and the boat took off with me sailing behind it. And we were separated for an hour and a half before he swam to me. And then we had to swim for almost 4 hours for our life. And it was absolutely terrifying. And you just raised something critical when you talked about people staying stuck. That is what happened to me. The next day, my husband got on the sailboat and I froze. And I would not get on that sailboat for 7 years. In fact, I despised the sailboat. I looked at it and felt anger and fear. And it took me 7 years to overcome this fear. And all the time, I thought I was really resilient. And then my husband said to me, you know, Charmaine, I think resilient people get back on the boat. Mm-hmm. And I remember sort of scratching my head and thinking, wow, he's right. And it was a big journey to overcome that fear. But I noticed that not only was I stuck there, I was stuck in other areas of my life. That feeling of stuckness was playing itself out in other areas of my life. So getting back on the sailboat for me is so symbolic of being able to what I call bounce forward. We think about resilience as bouncing back after crisis and adversity. And I just kind of bounced back to where I was instead of growing and moving forward. So that's how I came up with bounce forward.
I like that. That's fantastic. Three most challenging things in the workplace. I know, say, conflict, communication, and team relationships. Tell us a little bit about how these issues tend to emerge and in what way we can actually overcome them.
Oh, as a consultant, I see lots of issues of conflict, communication, and team relationship. And one of the things that I've noticed, and I see this so many times with my clients, when they can start to have a communication that is what I call courageous. A courageous dialogue is really talking about what matters most, but that we mostly avoid. So when we can have a clean communication that is free of blame and emotion and drama, and it's just clean and respectful, concise, one of the things that that does is it not only clears the air of communication challenges, but often it inadvertently resolves a conflict and often improves the team relationship. So I see those three as so challenging for people because usually in conflict, we don't communicate well, and it does impact the team relationship as well as the relationship with people directly. So a couple of tips to do that is I call it preparing for communication. And this might sound a little odd, the tip I'm going to give you, but it really does work. When I've got to have that courageous dialogue, what I do is I take a notepad and a big Sharpie marker, not a pen, but a Sharpie marker, and I write down three or four or five of the bullet points that I need to communicate to the other person. And I don't write the sentence form. And then I go into usually the washroom or my bedroom where there's a mirror. And I actually practice the conversation in front of the mirror over and over and over again, usually about 10 times. That practicing actually seems to reduce some of the emotional attachment to what it is that you're talking about. But the great part is the mirror reflects for you what that other person would be seeing as they're listening to you in communication. So it's a great way to learn about how we can look calm and feel all together and communicate our message clearly, not only through our words, but also our tone and our nonverbals.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to try that tomorrow morning.
It does work, although it does feel a bit weird. I got to say that.
I think it's going to be very hilarious because I put 3:30 in the morning. It should look very funny. Now, your book entitled On Toby's Terms, which I actually saw a video of, Adorable is Toby. And I know that it's based on a true story and tells a heartwarming tale of redemption and self-realization. How is Toby doing, and what's Toby teaching others?
Well, now we have a Toby Jr. in our life. Toby Sr., who was the star of On Toby's Terms, he passed away when he was 11. And boy, oh boy, that was a huge loss. It was about 2 years after the book came out. And, you know, we lost our family member, our best friend. And this was the dog who taught me, really, how to be a better person in life. He taught me about not being a perfectionist and the importance of play and being on purpose. And most importantly, what unconditional love looks like and feels like. And this other dog found his way into our life about a year ago. And Toby Jr. now is our ambassador of kindness. And it's been an amazing journey to be able to learn from our pets and then be able to translate those learnings into ones that humans can benefit from.
Sweet, sweet. Now, I know that you're the founding and board member of the Evolutionary Business Council. What's the mission of the council, and how come it's become so important for you at this time?
Oh, I'm so proud to be a member of the Evolutionary Business Council, the EBC, and it's a group of thought leaders, it's business owners, entrepreneurs that are in the business of making the world a better place through their business. So there's speakers and trainers and authors and businesses of all different types, and they really are making the world a better place through sharing their influence and sharing their message. And the work, I think, is so important at this time, because what I find is that people want to be connected to others. They want to be able to collaborate and share in delivering their message to the world or their service to the world. And the EBC is a platform for businesses to be able to come together and do that. And the energy and the support that these professionals give one another is just off the charts. It actually has transformed my business. And I say that, you know, with 100% authenticity, that being part of the EBC just helped me take my business to a place that I dreamed of, but wasn't sure I could get there.
That's so nice to hear. That's fantastic. Charmaine, you're doing amazing things, and we appreciate the work that you have been offering humanity. Is there anything that you would like to share in closing? And please give us your favorite life quote that you're living by, and is there a website that our listeners can get a hold of you?
Oh, absolutely. The website, best website, is either charmainehammond.com or theoriginalteamtoby.com. That's the website to do with our dog Toby and the work that he's doing in the planet. And my favorite quote is by Oscar Wilde, and it guides me every day. And it says, "Be yourself, because everybody else is already taken."
I like that. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. I love that one. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Charmaine, thank you so much for joining us on the air, and keep up the good work. And I appreciate the fact that you did bounce forward.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be with you today and with all your listeners.
Same here. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So we can hold on to certain events of our past, and they can sort of make us get stuck a little, but there's always going to be someone there that just might help you to unstuck. And being resilient is a very big part of one's life journey anyway. Finding the courage to forge forward, my friends, it is entirely in your hands. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Charmaine Hammond. Please visit her at thehammondgroup.biz or at onto.bysystem.com. We would love for you to keep in touch with us. Send us emails at americameditating@gmail.com and share with us some of your experiences, your questions, your concerns, or even your frustrations. Also, do follow us on Twitter at America Meditate and at Meditation Museum. Don't forget to Facebook us as well. I guess all those things. The other day I was thinking about, well, I just like tweeting because my life is so full, and I mostly tweet on the Medit Museum handle. And it just feels like I'm just sharing, of course, my life with so many. But I was also checking how some tweet handles or Facebook stuff that I look into, it almost feels like sometimes we just feel like we want like a lot of tweets or a lot of likes. We're okay with all that. Just if something is very meaningful and important to you, feel free to share it with us. I think I'd greatly appreciate that more than anything else. And of course, if this has touched you and it means anything to you and you feel like sharing it or tweeting it, by all means do that. I'm sure it would make the world a better place. Thank you so much for listening to America Meditating Radio Show. I hope you've enjoyed today's discussion. And wishing you all the best. And don't forget, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we will develop a society where we learn to love each other the same so that we can all get along. Take care, everyone, as I end with you by Lucinda Drayton on her UCD. Take care. Bye-bye.